I'm attending the Food Dialogues event in Boston, Massachusetts, and I have one of our panelists with us, Jamie Cruz. And Jamie, first of all, tell us a bit about yourself, and then we'll talk about this event today.
I'm a fourth-generation fruit and vegetable grower. My family also raises hogs, cattle, poultry, lambs, and goats. We sell 99% of all of our stuff through our farm stand, through various CSA programs that we offer, as well as some local farmers markets and restaurants in the area.
So how's business going for y'all?
The increased demand for local food has really helped us. Here where we are, that is a make or break it for some of the local farmers in the area. So we're very fortunate. Our family farms in this area are thriving, and we're lucky to have that consumer base.
Now, I understand from having already talked to another Massachusetts farmer that you've got a pretty diverse kind of agriculture here in the state. We're going to be talking about farm size today. When it comes to your state, how does is the topic of farm size an issue?
Well, our average farm is about 60 acres here. Mm-hmm. We have some farms that are farming as small as an acre, and you know, producing food off of it. Is the size of farms an issue? I don't see so myself personally, but I do see how some of the consumers have some confusing information in front of them about farm size outside of our area here in Massachusetts.
So when it comes to the food you eat, you find in your grocery store, how about, again, looking at this issue, this topic, where that comes from, does it really make a difference in terms of quality and food safety and things like that, as far as the size of farm? Because that's the whole topic today.
Well, I think farm size matters when we're discussing certain topics, but where it doesn't matter is when we're discussing food safety, stewardship, presenting an abundant product, as well as animal welfare and taking care of our employees. We want to make sure that we produce a good food supply, and people want it at their fingertips. So small farms have their place in the niche markets, but large producers are able to supply the grocery stores. And when people have something in mind that they want to go into the grocery store, reach on that shelf, and be able to pick it right off. They don't want to see the shelves empty.
Since you, how many acres do you farm? You might have said, but I didn't catch it.
My home farm is about 70 acres, and we are farming about 250 in the nearby town, which is mostly cattle pasture, as well as some crops as well.
Since the topic of the food dialogues today is on this farm size issue, it obviously means a lot to people, and hopefully we'll get some good information out of it from different viewpoints. But as a relatively small farmer, and if you define that by acreage, do you ever feel threatened by the, quote, big farms out there that could be thousands of acres?
No. Do I feel threatened? No. I concentrate on what I do and how I'm doing it. And when I try to promote my crop or what I am offering to the consumers, I try to make sure that I am not bringing down what somebody else is doing. They're all living beings. Most of them are all family farmers. And they're doing just what I'm doing, trying to feed the growing population.
Yeah. Well, very well said. Looking forward to the conversation here today, Jamie. It's good to meet you. And we're about to kick off the Food Dialogues in Boston. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.